And welcome and greetings to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is changing your mind. Now is the time, dear ones, to allow yourself to change your mind about old beliefs you have held, thought forms, associations, judgments, assessments, all of those things that have come before that your mind is locked onto, rigid, inflexible, claiming that this is the way it is, and do not challenge it, do not change it. The human mind, as we often have described to you, is narrow. It is based on what it knows, its training, its assemblage of past experiences. So it does its best to cobble together every input that it has received, and then to make sure that these assumptions and thoughts and beliefs stay the same, because it believes that this will keep you secure and safe. But it is like being in a small box then. The mind keeps you there, contained, and hardly able to move about. But when you accept this edict to keep things as they are and to not allow your mind to change, to flex, to adapt, to accept new input, to surrender, if you do not allow this, then you stay contained. Now is the time to change your mind. Everything in the universe is poised to assist life on earth to change, to evolve, to grow, to be restored also to its original design. So the support is here for you to change, to allow yourself to change your mind. So we ask you to be conscious of all of the thoughts and thought forms that come through your mind daily, moment by moment. Are they rigid? Are they based on the past? Are they serving you now? Be rigorous with this, dear ones, because the mind will try to keep you in the same space with the same beliefs and thought forms to keep you safe. It is clinging to these things to keep you safe. So it will be wily and savvy in how it tells you, perhaps, oh, yes, this is still true. Just let it go. I don't have time to dig deeper. You know what the mind's voice sounds like. There is often an edge to it and a push also to it. This is compared to the mind of God and the voice of God and your spirit when it comes to you and you are open to it. It is quiet, it is calm, it is peaceful, it is knowing, it is certain, and you feel the truth. With the mind, you can feel again the push, the edge, the hope that you will not turn around and question the thought form. the issue, those things that you have counted on. And what your mind will also say is that these are the building blocks of your life, and they are foundational, and do not challenge them. But dear ones, your life and everything in your life that is foundational comes from the God that created you, the God that beats your heart. These things are forever. These things are true substance, and you can build on these things. So choose to open your mind. Choose a flexible mind. When you feel rigidity coming in, when a thought form comes in, and you can tune into your body, because your body knows the truth. Your body, if it is not the truth from God, will perhaps furrow its brow, or the stomach will tighten, or the jaw will clench, or your hands and fists will come together in tension, some kind of stress, because your body knows the truth. What you all are seeking is the truth of your life, of life on earth, of your relationship with the God that created you, and your relationship with all of life on earth, the earth herself, your relationship with yourself. You are seeking the truth, not clouded by fog, by illusion, by a rigid mind, by the ego mind. So we ask you this week to challenge yourself to observing every thought that comes through. Ask in this time, and it is a new time coming forward. It is a time for those issues and illusions to be released, to be dropped. And as we have spoken, all of life, the universe itself, is supporting this movement. So you have great support. You will not be dropped. You will not be hurt when you lose the illusions and the clinging out of fear to old thoughts, old beliefs, old patterns, old associations. You will simply be freer. Your light will be brighter. There will be more allowance and space for the God light to flow through you and for you to be all that you are. Play with this, dear ones, in this week coming forward, and feel the greater freedom, the greater humor and ease and comfort and peace and flow in your life. Relax your mind. Allow it to expand, to be curious, to accept new alliances, new thinking, the best and highest truth in every moment. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.